Four area girls wrestling teams were in action last night. Audubon and Carroll were along with Hinton at some duels over in Dennis and Schleswig. It was Carroll getting by Audubon 36-29. Alexis Esquivel of Carroll won by fall. Destiny Rizzleman of Carroll won by decision. Brianna Hernandez of Carroll won by fall. Macy Rasmussen of Audubon won by fall. It was Olivia Poldberg winning up by tech fall for Audubon. Yara Saruta of Audubon won by fall. Elena Harbor of Audubon won by fall. Carly Jacobson of Carroll won by fall. Taylor Williamson of Carroll won by decision. And Emma Daniels of Carroll would win by fall. Tigers knocked off Dennis and Schleswig 42-33. Samantha Chandler would win by fall for the Tigers. It was Carroll falling to Hilton Hinton 75-6. Emma Daniels did win by fall. Audubon down Dennis and Schleswig 53-24. Laura McCarville and Elena Harbor both won by fall. And it was Audubon falling to Hinton 64-18. Jordan Mulford, Macy Erasmus, and Elena Harbor all won by fall. Esak County and South Central Calhoun were at Manson Northwest Webster's tournament. The Titans won it with 118 points. Esak County was 11th with 33 points. For South Central Calhoun, Bella Dorsey finished in second. DC's finished in second. Emery Kramer was your champion going 2-0. Goldie Davis also went 4-0 to bring home a championship. Mia Halfley finished up in second place. For Esak County, Sophia Villegas also finished up in second place. We moved to girls bowling action. It was Carroll falling to Dennis and Schleswig, 2,393-1,495. Morgan Williams led the Tigers with a 314. Fabiola Maldonado finished up with a 184. We move now to some boys basketball. It was Coon Rapids Bear knocking off Audubon 54-47 on the night. It was Cal Hayden with 34 points, 13 rebounds. Ty Hayden added 15 points and 11 rebounds for Audubon last night. Austin Christensen had 6 points to go with 9 rebounds. It was Carson Wessel with 7 points and 4 rebounds. Arweva falls to West Monona 62-52. Tyson Von Glahn had 7 rebounds to go with 2 points last night. Hayden Studer also had finished up with 10 points to go with 4 rebounds. Glenn Ralston falls to Newell Fonda 64-37. It was Alex Daniel with 6 points in at 3 rebounds. Carson Peters finished up with 4 points to go with 2 rebounds. On the girls' side of things, Xyro Kern-Kimmelin falls to Riverside 50-45. Taryn Peterson went over 1,000 points in her career last night, finishing up with 19 points to go with 4 steals. Cadence Brandon Spore had 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Arweva falls to West Monona 61-18. Noelia Gonzalez had 4 points and a steal, as did Annalie Wittruck. And it was Glenn Ralston falling to Newell Fonda 84-33 on the night. Jenna Subert had 5 points to go with 2 assists. It was Kerrigan Wink with 2 points and a block shot. Drake May threw for a couple of touchdowns. New England won their 10th straight last night, 33-15 over the Giants. They now have 11 wins on the year. First team in the NFL to reach that. They've won 10 games for the first time since they won 10 straights in 2015. Top 25 college women's basketball scoreboard from last night. Just 2 games in top 25. It was number 21 Washington over San Jose State 80-54, and Villanova knocks off number 25 West Virginia 81-59. No games in top 25 college men's basketball, but 3 games in the Big 12. It was Cincinnati over Tarleton State 76-58. Bowling Green upended Kansas State 82-66, and Colorado down California Baptist 78-70. Local sports on the schedule for you tonight in swimming. Carroll boys hosting Bishop Garrigan, Fort Dodge, and Spencer. The Kemper girls and boys bowling teams entertain Gilbert. In wrestling, it'll be Coon Rapids Baird boys at a triangular at Panorama, while the South Central Calhoun boys go to a quad at MOC Floyd Valley. In basketball, Carroll girls hosting the Kemper girls. That'll be on 93.7 KKRL and the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. I'll have the broadcast with Todd Danner tonight. You can watch and listen to it as well on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. Coverage should get underway at about 7:10, 7:15 tonight with JV starting at 6 o'clock. Elsewhere, girls and boys doubleheaders are Weaver at Xyro Kern-Kimbleton, Esak going to Woodbury Central, Glenn Ralston entertaining Woodbine, Ike Manning hosting Tri-Center, Peyton Sherdan home to Bouyer Valley, South Central Calhoun also hosting South Hamilton. Nick Brinks will have that doubleheader on Kick 106.7. Coverage will get underway at around 5:45, 5:50 with the girls game tipping at 6, and it'll be the Audubon boys hosting Underwood this evening. JV getting underway there at 6 o'clock. That's a look at sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.